Yoke number Chaim Steiner, he's closing number 805 Lach.
Okay, so this is a new case, correct?
Until now, you're not sure it's a new case? Okay. I mean, have we had it previously? What's new about it? Is it superficially new, or is it significantly new?
Well, it's new about the fact that the deal is the case that he's going to be the tale of Al-Nat, the way of the idea came afterwards, and we're still having a discussion about it.
Right. Does that seem to be important, or... It seems like you're changing your mind as you're reading. It sounds like you originally thought it wasn't very important.
The discussion of this case is in
it. Yeah, okay. Right. I mean, right. We don't want to argue about semantics. Right. I mean, right. We encountered that about 1,000 times. But the legal issue here, which is whether Yedia Shala'achar Hachet is also Mechalek, but if the Yedia didn't take place between the Averas, but took place after the Averas, well, that too is Mechalek, that is something that we've mentioned that it exists, as I recall, especially we talked about Tosis on some Zionwood base, on Yedia Shemin time having the Yom Shemin time having the Yedia Mechalek, we talked about the concept of Ohoda Elav Chataso. We mentioned that there is such a thing, such a Shita, Rabbi Yochanan's view, which is that Yedia Shalachar Hachet or Lachar Chatoim is also Mechalek. But clearly this is new. In what way is it new, Michael?
That it would be Mechalek after we get the second Yedia.
Okay, that's the case, right, that we said. But I'm saying, then what's new about it? I mean, just because it's a new case doesn't necessarily... It's good, fine, we haven't encountered this yet. It would only be significant legally if there was something about the case that seems fundamentally different conceptually, right?
I mean, that's what makes it difficult. In other words, the fact that we're being mechalek between the two, whereas over there, the middle piece of Helev and the first piece of Helev went together.
Yeah, in other words, in the Ma'is Aveira, it's Helemechav, basically. When you have your dios between, or that break up a Helen, so it's very, very clear why that is likely to be mechalek chatos, because the component of Shkaga or and Ma'is Aveira, which we've been pursuing all semester long, that both of those things are potentially undermined by Yedia in between. It's hard to say that it's one Ma'is Aveira when you found that in between. It's harder even than that to say that it's one Shkaga when you find out in between. But if on the Ma'is Aveira Shkaga level it was Helem Echad and the Chiluk Yedios takes place only after the Shkaga and Aveira stage. So on the surface, it's hard to figure out why it should be relevant at all. In other words, of the two Shitos, right, Dovi? Whose position seems more Mechudash here?
Rabbi Yochanan.
Absolutely. Okay. Rish Lakish says Eino Chayv L'Achas, because he's going to argue it's Helem Echad, Ma'is Aveira Echad, perhaps. And Rabbi Yochanan is being Mechadesh that there's something called Yedias Mechalkos even after the fact. Okay, continue. Now, he doesn't just say this, right? He quotes a pasuk for it. Go ahead.
Al-Chatasov.
Al-Chatasov behavior.
Yeah. That the pasuk says that it's only on his chatos that he's chayev in the Yishukim. There is some sort of other chatos which is not
going to
cover
one.
Yeah. And Rish Lakish said, Pater Mechat Tosel and this Lakha. So he says, Mechat Tosel implies that you just bring a carbon for a part of the Chatos and it's being a Chatos for the whole Chatos. It implies that there's some sort of more expansive view over here.
Yeah. That's you're interpreting in particular Rish Lakish according to Rashi.
Rashi.
In other words, the question that we encounter here again is, to what extent are these Psukim telling us anything about the nature of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish's positions, or are they just teaching us the fact of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish's position? In other words, Dar Psukim, we were darshaning them, we're being medayik from them, and we're concluding from them to either be more expansive or more restrictive. But it's not necessarily something that you can be medayik from the language of the pasuk itself, why we're being more restrictive or more expansive. Right? Rashi and Rabbi Yochanan each tries... I don't think they shed so much extra light on it, but I think that there's a slightly different emphasis in each. I'll read it very quickly, if you don't mind.
The Rashi says,
Why do you start with Reish Lakish? Why don't you start with Rabbi Yochanan, right?
Al
kol chatas v'chatas yavi.
Right.
Okay. So the that's a little less explicit, but the implication is, as you say, that there's more than one Maisa Veira. And the emphasis is there's a basis already not to combine them, and this is providing the
authorization.
Yeah. Okay. On the other hand, mechatasov and nisachlo. So in theory, it could have been focused on one of two things. You could have said, well, Reish Lakish's view is that there really isn't chatas and chatas, but it's all one single chatas. Or you could say, in Nochanami, there is a chatas and a chatas, but miksas, slicha, is, slicha b'miksas and slicha b'kula, even if it really is two different chatos, as long as they're attached in some way. There is a reason to attach them here. After all, it is halamecha, right? And that's, which one does Rashi pick? Mechatasov and nisachol, go ahead. Yeah.
By the way, once again, this is really definitely, even Reish Lakish reads, this is only a partial part of the, it's not one unit, it's really only a part. And that Apple Pekin, he's saying you should.
Right. So actually, the way Rashi, if we were to take it, it's very, very seriously, the way Rashi is interpreting the Pasuk, it really turns out that Rabbi Yochanan isn't so mechudash. Right. In a way, Reish Lakish is, if Reish Lakish is already conceding to Rabbi Yochanan that we're dealing with two different chataos here, right, then he's the one who really has the burden of proof. Right? Two different chatos, why single korban? Right?
Yeah, basically Rashi would say that everything which involves in the assuming is really a chiv.
In a way, right. Now look at Rabbeinu Hananel, just to contrast it a little bit. Again, it's hard to know how much to make of it, but So it's not it's hard to say, but it sounds a little bit Rabbeinu Hananel saying something different than Rashi.
Right.
In what way? We'll get back to Rabbi Yochanan in a few minutes.
Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying that the point is that Rabbi Yochanan is coming up with something that's mechali, something that was two things which are unified, but there's a reason why we're separating them.
Okay.
Reish Lakish is saying, no, we won't separate them, or rather we will accept them as being together.
So the difference is in both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and what's the pattern of it? Now, it sounds like almost the opposite of, again, it's hard to really, know, because we're talking about very, very, very delicate formulations here. But it sounds like both Rabbeinu Hananel and Rashi are trying to use the Pasuk not only as the source for Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, but to explain the perspective of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And what seems to emerge, maybe, is that according to Rashi, basically, Rabbi Yochanan's arguing, well, there are two different chatos here, and therefore it's not difficult. Everything has to be perfect to combine them together, and when something is not perfectly aligned, then quite naturally you should just bring two chatos, right? And Reish Lakish is saying, no, not necessarily. As long as there's tziruf between them on a miktsas, the miktsas will work for the kula. And it sounds Rabbi Hananel almost the opposite. It sounds like basically even Rabbi Yochanan is agreeing that what we have on a Maisa Veira level, at least, is a single chatas, right? The only thing is that somehow Yediya, we'll elaborate this in just a couple of more minutes, but somehow Yediya triggers something, is mechayev in a way. It's not just that Yediya, maybe for Rashi, could have said, well, Yediya just doesn't keep everything, Yediyos Nifrados doesn't keep everything aligned in such a way that you can overcome the fact that there are two chatas here. And Rabbeinu Hananel, at least to me, it sounds like the opposite. Basically, on a Maisa Veira level, on a Shkaga level, it's one. The only thing is that the idios, nifrados, is an important factor. It's mechalek. How is it mechalek? Because by triggering the chiyuv, the way that it does, we'll explain it better in a couple of minutes, it creates two chatos, where perhaps at the maisavera level, there was only one. And what does Reish Lakish say about that? No, not at all. It's not like Rashi, that there's miktas in Achanami, but miktas is kekula. But rather, v'nisach lo karina de. This is all considered one integrated. In other words, whatever you think Kedios does to rock the boat, Rabbeinu Hananel's reading of it, in other words, Reish Lakish says, I don't think so. I don't think that it does rock that boat. So you already have, it seems, just an emphasis. Again, anybody here wants to argue the point, I won't argue it back too strenuously. But it seems to me, and it seems like it seems to Dovi also, that there is a different emphasis in Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel, almost an opposite emphasis. That in Rashi, everything is about breaking up. I'm sorry, in Rashi, everything is about two chatos, to begin with, despite the Helam Echad. There are two chatos, and the question is, you know, how perfect does everything have to be mitzarif them? And then, you know, indeed, Reish Lakish is really the chiddush. And in the Rabbeinu Hananel, it's exactly the opposite. It's one single, used to be one single chatos. And the question is whether Yediyah really breaks it up into different chatos. Okay, continue. Reish Lakish.
Reish Lakish, Shaksir, Vachatasov.
Behavi.
What do you do with the open chatos?
Correct.
And who will after kapar? That's parka lacha kapara. After kapara, after you've already brought the carbon, see Reish Lakish will know that the carbon can't be the chaper and afreya, other things you find out about.
Okay, good.
Right?
Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan, Nami, Haksir, Vechatasov, and
what does it do with Reish Lakish? Is possible?
Kamashmalan.
Is this easy or difficult?
It's a little bit challenging.
Absolutely. Very challenging. I mean, we have an exception to Rabbi Yochanan here, and the question is why? We already touched on this last year before I left. Very, very challenging. Why should, if Rabbi Yochanan really believes that Yedios are Mechalkos, why should Yedios not be Mechalek in the case of Chatzi Shir? Okay, this is not Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel's Ein Yedia L'Chatzi Shir is when the Yedia follows the Chatzi Shir. This Ein Yedia L'Chatzi Shir, if you want to call it that, is when the Yedia is prior to the Chatzi Shir, or another way of saying it is, depending on your perspective, or it is responsible for the relationship between this Chatzi Shir and the third Chaticha, which is another Chatzi Shir. Okay, very unclear why there should be a difference here. Now there seem to be different perspectives in the Mishnah. If you look even at just Rashi alone, Rashi is very, very difficult. Read Rashi.
So Rashi says something.
Rashi seems to say or point to, you know, different stages of his formulation to three different things.
Mashmua.
Yeah.
Came the high chatzi zayis in zayis kama shaya.
Right.
In zayis.
In the pasuk by shaya. Correct.
It's shaya. Basi yadir kamaisa. The havakil no lo alafa alakol. As if
so the first formulation, right, if you'd stop before the ve-have, it's a question of whether the gear says have or ve-have, it maybe makes a difference here, it's hard to know. One could have said, in light of what we said before in Rashi, which is that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were arguing, says, again, if we're going to be Medayik in Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan was saying, well, it's really two chatos here, and since everything isn't perfectly aligned, therefore you should treat it as two chatos. Not so much the idea is this major mechalek, but if the idios are out of kilter, then the natural law of two chatos, two korbanos, takes over, right? And Reish Lakish said, no, there's a concept of v'nisvach lo miktsas kekula, right? So then one could have just said, oh, so in the case of chatzi zayis, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Reish Lakish that miktsas is kekula. That's how it starts off sounding in Rashi. Kiven the high chatzis ayis and zayis kama shayich. right? Basi adia kemaisa, right? Have a basi adia kemaisa. So I would have thought that what he's saying is there would be really meduyak. And what Reish Lakish, the way Reish Lakish reads the pasuk is the same way that Rabbi Yochanan reads the pasuk, but Rabbi Yochanan says it's only true in the case of Chatzi Zayis. Why should that be so? Because in every other case, it's hard to see that there's a miktsasa. But in Chatzi Zayis, right, which is doesn't stand on its own, so its status is that of a remnant. Again, the last year before I left, I tried to explain, you know, different perspectives on the relationship between two questions, right? The question of tziruf, chatzizayis, and the question of chiluk korbanos. What we tried to point out was that at least the Ravid, possibly the Rambam and the Ravid, have one perspective on the direction of that issue, whereas the chidush haran, the printed ritva, and so on, has a very different perspective. Right. So, of course, this all, one of the things we quoted is this this issue. This Chatzi Zayis doesn't stand as a separate, you might say, here, in other words, if Yochanan says, in Achanami, even if you have, you know, two different things, but they're connected, there's a miktsaso relationship between them, has a shame miktsaso, then in Achanami I'd say kulo. But normally you don't have that. If you have a Kazayas and a Kazayas, you don't have that. Even if it's Belamechad, you don't have it. Because each one is a separate pula, each one stands in its own right. But Chatzi Zayis is crying for Tziruf. So it doesn't stand in its own right. So it attaches itself to the Zayis, so it's Miktsas. Oh, well, we have a Miktsas, then Reish Lakish is right. That's how it starts sounding in the beginning. But then Rashi abruptly, right, takes it in a different direction, and he says, Vahava ki'ilu, unless it's what he means, it's hard to know, it's a different emphasis maybe. Vahava ki'ilu no delo ala kol. Rakilu no delo ala kol sounds different. It doesn't sound like not what Reish Lakish was saying. It's not that Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish in the following case. Reish Lakish was saying that miksasa is kakula. And now it sounds like Rashi is telling us that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that in the case of Chatzi Zayis, it's ki'ilu, the idea extends. Not the kapara. Right? Not the korban. The idea. It's ki'ilu nichla b'yidia. The idea, ala kazayis, b'li idea al Chatzi Zayis, that Chatzi Zayis is nigrar and therefore becomes included in the idea as well. Again, why? I'm not sure. Except it doesn't have any status of its own. Not having status of its own, therefore being nigra in the kapara, I understand. I understand a little bit less why just because something doesn't have status on its own, it becomes part of a yediyah that doesn't really include it. The guy doesn't know lemaisa. Saying halachically, it's part of the yediyah. That's what it sounds like at this point number two. But then, as you'll see one more second, then he goes further and he sounds like he's reformulating even that. Duh.
That if you didn't bring that if you would have just brought the carbon and stopped, and that would have been, and it was just judgment, this is Kazayas and Abdul, brought the carbon and the Kazayas, you would have the Chatzisayas also, because the Chatzisayas doesn't really need the idea.
Doesn't need the idea or doesn't need a kapara?
Doesn't really need. It sounds like what he's
or saying. It doesn't need a yediyah for its kapara.
For its kapara.
Right. About kazayis, that's the key line.
Lo
mechaper below yediyah. Okay. So that's already a third formulation. One could have said that what's unique about Chatzi Zayis is that it is a miktas. Nothing else is a miktas. Everything else stands on its own. You could have said that the pshat is that the Chatzi Zayis is nichlal in the yediyah, which he says a little more explicitly even than the first point. And then he ends up saying a third thing, which is Chatzi Zayis doesn't require a yediyah for its kapara. Only a Zayis requires a yediyah for its kapara. Correct? Okay. So it could be that he's struggling to say something common of all these three things. Namely, you know, something along the line. I'm just saying that the technical legal formulation here is really confusing. These are three different things. Well, I would say they stand on their own. Rashi is really struggling with it because he too understands that this being an exception to Rabbi Yochanan is a problem. If you believe that the idea is mechalekes, even la'achar ha'maisa, so the way to think whether it's a kezayis or it's a chatzizayis. It's, again, it's not Rabbi Gamliel zayin idea l'chatzishir. It ends up being a little bit like it, because he's really saying that yediyah is a ma'akev in kapara for a kezayis. Yediyah is not a ma'akev in kapara for a chatzizayis. But along the way, he's struggling. Okay. Either way, how does Rabbi Chananel interpret?
Chananel says
no, the same as the from Chatzis Ha'isarishon, the Yischayev. Second line. Kamash Malan, Mechatasa.
Even for his Kaber, Mechas Mechatasa, Pater Benishar.
That's already, that's a totally different formulation. He's not saying the Chatzis, again, you'll, you know, sometimes you just have to, you know, work with what you have and try to figure it out. But he's not saying any of the things that Rashi said, except for maybe the first, or wanted to say the first. What I suggested Rashi starts trying to formulate is what Rabbeinu Chananel ends up with. I mean, this is a miktas. Normally, the idea breaks up the chiyuv. And here, even though it still does, but it remains a miktsas at least, and the miktsas is fine. But he doesn't say, he doesn't have the other two formulations. It's not nichlal b'yadiyya. Unless by nichlal b'yadiyya, Rashi would mean, you know, not that there's a yadiyya on the chatzis ayis, but that's another way of saying you don't need a yadiyya on the chatzis ayis. Or the fact that there's a yadiyya b'miktsas, maybe Rashi is saying all these things combined. The fact that there's a yadiyya b'miktsas is the same as saying it's nichlal b'yadiyya, not directly, but through the miktas, which is another way of saying that the yadiyya is not ma'akev, it's kapara, meaning as a separate factor only through the miktas. Right. Maybe that's what Rashi means. But technically, these are could have been different things. In any case, Rabbeinu Chananel is arguing the yadiyya, kapara b'miktas ayidei yadiyya, shma kapara b'kula. Akiva, you had a question?
It just seems from the Rabbeinu Chananel that he's saying you don't need kapara for the...
If you have kapara b'miktas, you don't need kapara on the rest. That's what it says.
As opposed to Rashi.
That's, in that point, it's different, whereas Rashi seems to say that it would extend. Yeah. The miktas part is the same.
Right.
When you have miktas, therefore it's included in the kapara's kula, that's what it's originally sounded like a little bit in Rashi. And maybe that's really what he wants. Again, I'm trying to show that the three have a certain common feature to them. He's struggling to say something in three different ways. Whereas Rabbeinu Chananel is saying, when you have kapara b'miktas, you don't need kapara b'hashar. That's true. That's the language. Okay. You can see how hard they're struggling. Then we noted Rashi the other time, that Rashi seems to have the formulation, not so much that, again, well, let me say it this way. According to the Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi, the case of the Gemara, which is where there's a third achila, namely a second chatzizayis, is almost beside the point. Right? There's this kezayis, umechza, and then there's another mechza. And the kezayis umechza are behala mechad. Then comes a yediyah on the kezayis. And then there's the, in the same helem as the mechza, you have a helem, you also have a helem of the next mechza. That's the case. But if the real point is about the relationship between the Chatzis Zayis Harishon and its Kezayis, what preceded it, namely the Kezayis, which is seemingly the Pshat, according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, with the differences with that, whether it means it's included in the Kapara, you don't need Kapara, whether it's, again, the Torah's Miktsas, included in the Yediyah, or you don't need a Yediyah, however you want to formulate it. So basically the second Chatzis Zayis is irrelevant, except as an interesting, you know, side point nafkamina. In other words, you might say, well, who cares either way, right? Because if there's no second Chatzis Zayis, so either way you're potter, because you can't bring a carbon just for the Chatzis Zayis. So what? Whether you hold that, you know, that it's v'nislach lo or v'nat nislach lo, it doesn't make a difference in the end of the day. Because either it's included or you don't need it, or it's not, but so what? Either way, you have a hanging chatzizayis and you're bringing a carbon for a chatzizayis. But if there is the halomo shel chatzizayis arishon, a helem of a chatzizayis sheni, so then there's an afkamina, namely, if it's included or it's patur, so then it's not going to hook up with the second. So the reason for the third achila, the second chatzizayis, according to Rashi or Rabbeinu Hananel, is just to explain why there's a discussion at all. Otherwise, it wouldn't be an afkamina. I mean, they don't say this, but I'm extrapolating, but I think it's correct. This part I'm confident about. There's nothing about the chatzizayis or the relationship between chatzizayis rishon and chatzizayis sheni, legally and conceptually, that is important here. Right, just to serve as an afkamina. Whereas in the Rambam, what I was suggesting last time, is that it sounds like the problem is that there's no tziruf to the second zayis, chatzizayis, because of the fact that miktas harishon was niskaper. So then the case of chatzizayis sheni is not just a nafkamina, but is the, that's where all the action is. That's the point. Per se, the whole shifting, the whole emphasis is different. Per se, it's the idea of the zayis is not poter or kolel, the other, in terms of its kapara, or its pter from kapara. The one thing it does is it breaks up the ability of chatzizayis rishon to hook up with chatzizayis sheni. Okay. Either way, very challenging to figure out this halach. Let's continue the Gemara first, and then we'll get back maybe to it later. Go ahead.
So, where it says,
Amalei Ravina Ravashi.
Or they're arguing about if you had idea before the Afrasha. The Mara said idea is Machakos, the Mara said Rahakar is Machakos. The Yochum said that only if they get even idea is Machalik, and the Yochum said no, only Afrasha is Machalik.
Yeah.
Avlach Afrasha, both there are Shalom from Yochum. Shalom is Mogadi. So Yochum, that Afrasha is Machalik between Chatov.
The Chayiv Stein.
The Chayiv Stein.
Kal. Or semi-kal.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Or maybe it's not true. This yad lila achar parshat li. We have to hear. The mar sab our parshat machapos, mar sab our kapos machapos. Abba kodem achrash. We have yochum reish lokish. The eno chai the lacha.
Right.
Oh, the other bebezu machol gas. They both take each true opinion.
Right. Malay.
Malay. The star of bebezu machol gas. It makes sense that they're arguing both about a kidi and a parshat. The isa shadaita kodem achrashat ligi. Abel achar parashim mogi leleresh lakish for Yochanan the Chayim Shaim. At the mokim lekra la achar kapara look me la achar parashim. That's the place they want to do.
Yeah.
Vei achar parashim pligi. Abel kol parashim mogi leleresh Yochanan leresh lakish. Dei no chayim la achas at the mokim lekra because I is enough. So look me kol mach parashim. The deal.
And we would have all been happier, I think, if that had happened, right?
They would have been those.
We wouldn't have to work so hard. Okay.
The deal was sugi v'sapkele. Maybe whoever was answering that question had a subject about what they held. Imtin Tzilomar Kamar. He was saying Imtin Tzilomar. Imtin Tzilomar called him out for Asher Pligi, Barav Yochanan. Hech Yimochi Lelekra, because I said, Hech Yimochi Lelekra, because I said, that's right. Imtin Tzilomar, Afra for Asher Pligi. Hech Lakish, Hech Yimochi Lelekra, Afra Kapar.
Okay. So let's just trace back for a minute. Again, I don't want to spend too much time. I said I would try to do these topics in a day or so. And I'm really going to try to stick to it. So let's just sum up what we've seen and just expand it a little bit, and then we'll move on to the. We'll try to get in the Shifra Charufa as well today. So basically, what we have to determine is what the relationship is between. What is the nature of the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? What is the machlokas? The psukim definitely are a place to look. As we noted, it's hard to extract from them too much, but it seems like Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel at least are struggling, and at least in their struggle they have sensitized us to some potential issues, namely the question of whether we view the two kazesim behalam echad as, and again we have strong background for this in other issues that we've seen in Krisis and in Shabbos, as two different chatot, as two different averas, and the issue is artificially whether to be mitzarif them together, to gorer them together, if you want to use the previous sugya's formulation, or on the contrary, that naturally it's one integrated ma'is avera or shkaga, and on the contrary, the issue is artificially to separate them in terms of chataos. Possibly this is about what the psukim are discussing, and what about the question of niksas, if there really is a relationship between the two. Let's say, you know, they're not exactly one integrated, fully integrated avera, but they're connected. Is there any concept, the kind of a grayer concept of miktsasa kikula when it comes to kapala? Okay. On the other hand, in theory, one could have said the psukim are not about any of those things at all, but rather are just gili milsa that there is such a... that there are cases where you'll bring multiple or single korbanos, and then you just have to figure out what it's based on. Okay, that's number one. We already saw Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel have different emphases on this issue, or so it would appear. It's also interesting to note that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue in Krisus about another case, and the Achronim in particular wondered whether or not there isn't a connection between them. And the Yerushalmi in Shabbos, the Feinayim notes it already, has an opposite girsa of what that machlokas is. Okay, what is that machlokas? Anybody know? On Yud Chesed Beis? Krisus? Brian? Oh, Krisus expert that you are. Remember? Yaakov?
Whether you bring an Asham,
whether it's Safik Yediyah. Yeah. If you have a Safik Yediyah Benotayim, what happens when you have a situation, you eat a chel of safek shuman, and then you have a yediyah that, you know, that you ate a safek chel of safek shuman, not that you ate, you know, chelav, and then again you eat a safek chel of safek shuman. So that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. In the Bavli, how does it go? In which direction? Rabbi Yochanan says, in that case, that you are, that it is not mechalek. You bring one carbon, right? And Reish Lakish, in that case, says that you will bring two carbonos. So the Achronim, a bunch of Achronim, wonder whether that machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which is a question about yedias safek between the chet, being mechalek. Is that connected or not? Now, on the surface, it might look like the debate there is opposite of the debate here. Well, on a certain superficial level, for sure, because why does it look opposite, Prime? Yeah, here Rabbi Yochanan is Mechalek, and there Rabbi Yochanan is Mechayev 1, and Reish Lakish the opposite. So if the issue was, you know, how difficult or easy is it to break up Shnei Kazesim, right? One would have thought that the direction is problematic. And indeed, if you look in the Feinayim, he notes that the Yerushalmi has the... You have it there? Yeah? So that's the opposite of what we have in the Bavli. Okay, but if, you know, considering what we have in the Bavli, so how would that really work out? So the answer could be that, again, if you don't look at it only in terms of, again, if the issue is when you have two kazesim and so on, is it an artificial connection easy to break up, or is it a natural connection difficult to break up? I said then you have to go the Yerushalmi's way. But let's say it's a different issue. The issue is the role of Yediyah, or whether the role that Yediyah plays. And therefore its ability to be mechalek, right? So then maybe you could propose that the argument from Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan sees yedios not just as breaking up halamos, because if yedios only broke up halamos, then then clearly they wouldn't work la'achar achet. It would only work between chatayim. Right? This is what we began with. Isn't Rabbi Yochanan saying some big chiddush here? To say yedias mechalkos is no big chiddush. To say yedias la'achar achet is mechalkos, or mechalkos, is a very big deal. So what is the point of Rabbi Yochanan? So again, it could be it's about this relationship as we discussed, but it could be that it's about something a little bit different. Namely, Rabbi Yochanan believes that Yediyah Sachet is part of the Mechayev of the Karban. By which I mean, it doesn't just trigger the beginning of the Kapara process. It is substantively one of the reasons that you are obligated to bring the Karban. How can it be such a thing? Well, if Yediyah Satos is a candidate for being Mechayev of the Karban, namely the Shkoga that you made, Shkoga HaMeviyasaka Lidei HaMaisa Veira, meaning, what we see is that it's possible that in Karbanos, it's not just the Maisa Aveira, or maybe it's not even primarily the Maisa Aveira. It's the a result of Maisa Aveira that derives from your ignorance, your carelessness. So by the same token, it isn't that hard to adjust the... It's different, it's a different concept. But it isn't that far-fetched to say that the moment of Yediya, when it dawns on you, when you become aware of the mistake that you make, that experience, that yediyah is mechayev your karba. It's not the tos alone, it's not the ma'isaveir alone. It's the yediyah that, the second that you have a yediyah that the tos brought you to a ma'isaveir, that moment of charada. Oh, before I left, we spoke about Yiras Elokim. I said we shouldn't see the title of Chared L'Dvar Hashem. So that moment of Cherda, when a person finds out, Oy vey, look what my ignorance caused me to do. That's an experience which generates Chiyuv Karba. The idea is Mechayev. If that's true, then we understand. It doesn't have to be between the Chataim. Right, it can be after the Maisa Aveira, because the Maisa Aveira alone, even the toes, some of the Yasali De Aveira alone isn't the Mechayit. It's either this combination or even primarily the Yediyah. So that Yediyah, in that Yediyah, there's no combination of these two Maisa. And that's Mechalik. It could be, I think some Achronim suggest that that's what Rabbeinu Chananel means. Maybe. I mean, he definitely is formulating a very strong role for Yediya. Kivin shenod lachataso nischayev ba. It's certainly not just a condition, a tnai for chiyuv korban. Everybody agrees, ahodah of chataso, that when it comes to chatos, that you need that Yediya. It's not so clear whether you need it in asho. That's the next sugya. We'll get to that. But in chatos, everybody agrees, ahodah of chataso. Right? You may even need to know, and by the way, this is connected maybe with our discussion, right? Very, very early in the year, we discussed the mission increases taf yotes, right? Maybe you even need yediyas achet. I mean, you'd even need to know the identity of what it is, and how far, shem iser, or even mai savera, even gufin, right? But if yediyas achet is not just a tnai in chiyuv karba, and it doesn't just trigger the actual practical obligation to start being mafresh the karban, the kapara process. But it's that yediyah alone, or in combination, but the yediyah is a factor in the actual mechayev of the karban, so the possibility that you have to know not only that you were chote, bedavar shechayev karban, shechayev b'mezid skila v'kares, and b'shogeg karban, but that you have to be able to identify your chet becomes more and more reasonable. Ukeshe is vada, lo, hashnia, od nischayev ba. The ein adam porea chovo, b'meshiv kvar nischayev ba. At minimum, the Rebbeinu Chananel is saying that it's, yediyas achet is not only a condition but it is at minimum also a trigger, a practical trigger. You're already chayv karbon. Once you're chayv karbon, he says, I don't know, pray be chovo, be davar shekvar mechuyevo. Maybe he goes even further and says, the mechayev of the karbon, or the makar patish in the mechayev of the karbon, is the actual yediyah. I'm not so sure. And Reish Lakish may very well disagree. Maybe because, according to Reish Lakish, yediyah is significant as a tnai for the chiyuv karbon, and it's also significant as a mechalek of halamos. But it's not significant as a mechayev of the karbon. So some achronim, I think I saw once in the Afike Yam, I know says this, I think others say it as well, that the sugin krisus is actually lishitasa. I don't know if they say it was Rabbeinu Chananel, but this is basically the idea. In other words, instead of looking at how difficult is it to break up the chatos, how naturally fused are they, how naturally distinct are they, if the issue is yediyah part of the mechayev of the carbon process, or is it just a tznai in the chi of carbon, and basically the role that it really plays is to break up halamos. If that's the case, so you could say as follows. For the same reason that a yediyah vadois has this extraordinary impact, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's the very same reason why it has higher standards. It has to, in order to qualify as a yediyah, right, it has to be a significant yediyah. So from that point of view, according to Reish Lakish, it's possible that even the idea of a safek, bein hachatayim, is important, because the issue of yediyah is really an issue of halamos and shkagos. So if I have even a safek, yediyah, bein hachatayim, it's hard to say it's the same safek. So it's hard to say it's the same halama, rather. Because at minimum, I have safek knowledge in between. I can still argue the point, you could say. Is safek knowledge enough knowledge? But fine. To break up a halama, probably. But if we're talking about qualifying as a yediyah, which isn't just mechalek, but which is mechayev, safek yediyah is not mechayev. It's not mechayev karbon, that's for sure. Not only is it on any level, if we take this more forceful view of this being part of the mechayev of the karbon, certainly that's the case. And even if you wanted to take Rabbeinu Chananel in a more moderate way, right? It's not true that the idea of safek is mechayev him such that he's trying to poreya, you know, b'davar shekvar mechuyev bo. Because it's not true. He's not chayev achatos yet. He's only chayev anashim talui. So that's why there is a reverse correlation, what looks like a reverse correlation, but was actually a conceptually a direct correlation between the two machlokes. Okay. Now, if that's true, though, if you take that perspective, namely that Rabbi Yochanan's idea is that the idea sachet isn't just a tnai in the chiyuv, but it is part of the mechayiv, or at least it really triggers the karbon. It's mechayiv the karbon on a practical level, if not being mechayiv it even on a larger level. So then, when the Gemara says, in its continuation, we're not sure if Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about yediyos, or hafrashos, or kaparos. Right? Or that's not really what they say, but okay, I mean, there are three levels, yediyos, hafrashos, kaparos. Everybody agrees about kaparos, and we're just not sure, are they arguing, does everybody agree about yediyos and they're arguing about hafrashos, or are they arguing about yediyos and hafrashos? So according to this perspective, it's very difficult to see yediyos as being the same as hafrashos and kaparos. Right? Because while yediyos, according to this formulation, might really be part of the mechayev of the karbon, can't say the same thing about hafrasha, or kapara for that matter. The issue in hafrasha and kapara clearly is what issue, Sammy? Not an issue of what is the mechayev in the bigger sense of it, but
when is it too late?
Exactly. When is it too late to be nichlal in the carbon? When is the door slammed shut, right, to add to be mitzaref different averos to this avera for the same onesh or the same kapara? That's the issue of kaparos mechalkos, and that's the issue of haprashos mechalkos. So if we were to say, you know what, haprashos, yedios, kaparos, it's just a question of where to draw the line. When does the kapara process really begin? Either in terms of being mechayev, the actual korban, or in terms of even the kapara itself. You could say that the kapara begins with yedio or with haprasha. It's not completed. So either way, again, two formulations. It doesn't matter for our purposes right now. Either when the kapara process begins, or when the actual chi of lahavias a karban begins. So then you could say yedios, haprashos, kaparos, quantitative hierarchy, where they draw the line. But if you're talking about not when the yuchayiv to bring the karban, but what is the mechayiv of the karban, there haprashos and kaparos are going to be excluded. Now it's interesting. Given that, it would be very attractive to say, so when the Gemara says, oh, maybe they argue about both, if you were to continue to cling to the idea of Yedios being the Mechayiv, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what you'd have to say is that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue about two different things. Right? One, they argue about the Mechayiv of the Korban, and two, they argue about where to draw the line in the beginning of Kapara or in the actual Chi of Lahavias HaKorban. Which might be strange, but that's probably what you'd have to conclude. If you assume that when the Gemara says that maybe they're arguing about Hafrashos, maybe they're arguing about Yedios, maybe they're arguing about both, so we're not talking about two dinim but one halacha, so then you have to say that Rabbi Yochanan is not telling us that Yedios are Mechaivos, but rather that Yedios are the beginning of the Kapara process, or at least the Chiyuv Lahavias HaKarban process. Now that second idea is formulated by, explicitly, where? Or by? Simcha? Who has this formulation that the issue of Yedios could be about you know, when the Kapara or the Chiyuv Lahavias HaKarban really begins? Not so much the Mechayiv of Karbanos, why you have to bring a Karban, but the process of actually bringing it. And it being, like Sammy said, it being too late to include anything else. Where do we find that formulation? I don't think so. Much earlier than that. Jonathan? Excellent. Rashi and Ayin Besam and Aleph, although I think the reason that he saved it for the next daf is because he needed it on the next daf, as we'll soon explain. You have a line there, Jonathan? Go ahead. Apparently there are two, Jonathan. That's what I discovered in my travels. Okay, that's the real reason that I went wherever it is that I went. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, exactly. Just say it a little louder and a little more dramatically.
Like,
and he says it again a few times, right? So basically, Rashi's formulation is that Yediya is ki'ilu hevias a korban. That has nothing to do with the Mechayiv. It has everything to do with it being the door has been shut. Right? It's too late. And even for that, it's a very extreme formulation. But what that helps for is it would help us to explain the link between, you know, the question whether it's Yedios or Yedios v'hafrashos, and so on. Okay? Now this, since we're talking about this part of the sugya, so Rashi and Tosas assume that everybody will agree. David? Everybody will agree. There might be some issue about Yedios, and there might be an issue about Afrashos, but everybody will agree. Fill in blanks. No. That's an argument. I said, there might be an argument about Yedius and Afrashas, but everybody will agree. Moshe? No. Is that true? Well, what's left? Prime?
That the deal that comes after Maisa is going to affect the deal that has
Columbus. No. This Kaparos. Everybody will agree that there's no question that Kaparos are Makalkos. Correct? Who says that? That everybody agrees that Kaparos are Makalkos? Well, it sounds that way in the Gemara. And the Rishonim ask a certain question in two places. Aaron? No. Yeshua? Yeah, it tells us an ayin on the base, and? Correct, you're absolutely correct. And Rashi on ayin aleph on the base. Right? Both ask the question. What's the question? What do you do with... Ellie, what's the question? What do you do with the Bayin Rav and Greira? Right, it seems like they're ignoring all of this. So what's the answer they give Ellie? So they work it out with the Machlokas, Afrashos, Yedios, Afrashos, and so on. But they say, even Abayin Rava agree that there's no Greira after Kapara. Correct? Who disagrees, Alan? Shlomo, who disagrees? But once one we mentioned in the last year, Daniel?
The Rambam.
Right, the Rambam definitely agrees in context of Shigas Malacha and Shigas Shabbos. I mean, the Greira of Abaya and Rava. And who else disagrees? Dani? Elichai? Rabbeinu Hanano. He says it explicitly here. That what? He says explicitly. He asks the question that Rashi does. Here, towards the bottom. Vahasvara. All right, maybe we can start earlier. Vahakashan is kaparla nodal al kazai zasheni godzes modal or ishlakashan tsarich karba. Vahad ravashi dravina lamucha behendia b'mai pligi. Viu, sugi, the shmaitzel divra kol. Lacha kapar derisha nodal asheni tsarich atashnia. Vahasvara, the rabba, the abaya. Rabba, I guess. The greira. Pligia Travayu. So Kimil Travayu Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Kishonu Lakish in the Skapar Al Rishon Torechat Ashtia. The Rabba Amar Achol Beis Zeisachel Behel Nechma Donu La Alecha Nehme Chazov Yochol Kazayis Echad Behel Ova Shal Sheni Hei Bekom Al Rishon Rishon Sheni the Skapar Al Mavada Im Nodalo Al Sheni Achish in the Skapar Al Rishon Eina Chayv Al Sheni Korban Lakish Shikamar in the Skapar Big Grey Rav Al Rishon With Abaya Dipa Min Rabba Vekayv Lin Kavasayu De Inan Basrai. So Rabbi Hananel says explicitly against Rashi on Ayin Aleph on base, against Tosis on Ayin Aleph on base, that I know that I decided to read the Chanan on this sugya. You have to read it carefully. on these sugyas, actually, Rabbeinu Chanan is much more helpful almost than anybody. It's an interesting phenomenon. Because you really need a running commentator, Terry, on these sugyas. So the style of Rabbeinu Chanan actually is going to be more conducive in some ways to the Rishon than the rather Rishon, the more expensive Rishon. In any case, according to Ben Hananel, like the Rambam, it is conceivable, again, Rashi supposed to say it's inconceivable that Lachar Kapara you'll ever have a tzibur. Rambam says it implicitly in the case of Shikas Shabbos, Shikas Malacha, right? And Rabbeinu Hananel says it in the case of Gimel Zeis. Why is it important? Why isn't Rabbeinu Hananel exactly just what the Rambam says? Well, maybe it is and maybe it isn't. I guess you can look at it either way. Are you? What's different about it? Or what's noteworthy about the difference of Rabbeinu Hananel and Rambam? Although it might not be really a difference. Maybe it flows from something else. But either way, it's worth noting. What do you? Yeah. I mean, according to the Rambam, it could be that it's limited to the Shabbos case. Whereas Rebbe Hananel says it in the Gimel Zeisim case. Now, the reason I said what I just said, which was, well, it might be important, it might not be important, you can say that about anything in the world. What do I have in mind specifically? Ari, why might that be important? Why might it not be important? It might not be important, because you might just say, well, it just so happens that... Ari? Yehuda? Oh, Ari?
It might be Chan myself, by the mention of Shabbos.
Yeah. And why? And for the Rambam. Because the whole point is that the Rambam, it's not just that the Rambam, you know, would, you know, possibly be mechalek between the cases in terms of lach or kapara. That's just part of a more basic distinction that the Rambam makes. I mean, according to the Rambam, Greira doesn't apply, as we noted already, that's one of the chidushim of the Rambam in the Sugya, that Greira, even though the Gemara says that Abai and Rabba are linked to the Greira case of the Gibel Zaysim, nonetheless, the Rambam broke that connection. The Rambam in this whole sugya is breaking all the connections. Right? So, the fact that the Rambam only mentions this idea that la'achar kapara, there can be tziruv, in the case of Greira, might not be coincidental. It might be that is the only case where it exists. Whereas according to Rebbe Hananel, that's what's important to Rebbe Hananel, and also maybe why it's not so important. Meaning, what Rebbe Hananel says is not true according to the Pesach and the Rambam. Even though the Rambam says that in Shabbos there's tziruv la'achar kapara, or tziruv despite kapara, despite the fact that there was no yediyah called him a kapara, is it that way? Nonetheless, to evaluate it is trickier because the Rambam, that's the only greater case that he has. He doesn't have the chelach case. But the Hananel says it in the case that the Rambam thinks doesn't really qualify as greater. So you might say, oh, you know, maybe the Rambam limits it to this one case, if indeed he does. You know, because he doesn't think the other case, for whatever reason, whatever the reason is, that the other case doesn't qualify. It's not enough tziruf, it's not enough one maisa. That's the reason that it's not greira. Because it's not greira, that's the reason that it's not going to be subject to tziruf, despite no yudia kodama kapara as well. So it's hard to know if Rebbe Hananel, who also quotes greira, is really going beyond the Rambam. Right? Technically, the case is beyond the Rambam. But is it a technical argument which stems from the argument whether Abai and Rava depend on the Gimel Zeisim case, or does it reflect something more? Either way, what emerges from the Rambam and Rebbe Hananel, each one in his particular case, defies Rashi and Tosas. What does it point to? How would it be explained? I mean, on the surface, aren't Rashi and Tosas logically correct? After the Kapara, you can still add on... After the kapara is over, you can still add on a new chiyuv. How about?
It's just a tie anyway.
Sorry.
It's only a tie anyway, so maybe the fact that you have your dear code about the kapara, maybe you can really.
Yeah, but it's a tie. It's a tie.
Maybe you can do it with my friend. You can do it with my friend.
If that's what it was, I'd be with Rashi and Tosas. I think. So what does it seem like it really is? Valley? Valley? Simple? I don't think it's so logical. Jay? I don't think it's so logical either. I think it's a certain very important conclusion to reach. Simple? Exactly. And maybe even Siruf is too weak a word. In other words, in the case of the Rambam, as we noted at the time, this is part of the Lashitasa of that Rambam. Right? Not only did the Rambam say that, you know what, I'm going to distinguish between two types of greiros, the Shabbos one and the Caleb one. And some of the notes that Caleb explained, again, each one in his way, but the larger pattern seems to be that in the greiror case, the Rambam thinks that the tziruv is stronger. But as we noted, it's more than that. The language of the Rambam itself went beyond anything in the Gemara. Right, everything turns into Shigigas Shabbos. Even the Shigas Malacha of Kotzer turns into Shigas Shabbos. And even in the other direction, which is harder to say, right? Even then the Rambam says, Malacha Achasi, or something like that. So the point is that according to the Rambam, because he has that stronger view, it's not that even though the kapara is over, you know, you're going to Milsa Lamafra, what Dobi is trying to say, Lamafra, you can hook it up. Rather, the point is, it's Nichlal, Vigadiyu, but kapara, whether you knew it or not. Because there's no way to break them. If you have two things and you mitzarif them, and the more difficult the tzirif, the more this is true, but even if it's a natural tzirif. So the point is that, you know, tzirif is a good thing, but not nachara kapara. But if we really say, it's more even than saying, well, miktsasa is niskaper, so kula is miskaper. But there are different levels of this. Even that, that means that they're hooked up in a logical way. But when it comes to Grera, what we might say is, the Grera isn't an artificial hyphenation link. Right? At the end of the day, when there's a hyphenating link of Grera, you draw a circle. And we draw the circle, that becomes integrated, and you had kapara for it. It's not even, maybe you want to call it mitzasa kula, you can do that, but I think it's even more than mitzasa and kula. So where you will, there in those conditions, you'll say even la'achar kapara. The, okay. So basically, so far what we have then is different perspectives on the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We have the perspective that Hafrashos, Kaparos, Yedios are all basically the same. The question is where to draw the line. Everybody pretty much says that Kaparos are the line, except maybe Rabbeinu Hananel, according to his Greira, and Rambam, according to his Greira, and we just try to explain what that might be. Based on Rashi and Tosas, think that that's incorrect too. But in any case, that's one whole perspective. That this whole question of Yedios, Kaparos, Hafrashos is all a question of when the Chiyuv has begun or when the Kapara has begun. Well, you know, if the train has left the station, there's no longer any way to, you know, to jump on. Okay. And the other perspective is no. Yedios is very different. Yedios is about the Mechayiv. Yedios is not like Hafrashos at all. There are indications in other contexts that Yedios really does play this more central role, as I indicated. The link to the other Bavli, the need for Yedios Achet, the Tosas in Kedushin Daf Chav Zayin seems to say that you know, if a person is involved in a Bia Asura, but he's not aware of it, Lo Noda Lo, Tosas says on Chav Zayin Ubeis in Kedushin that he's considered Menuka Mikol Avo. With respect to the problem of Sota. But he can only test his wife, B'nei Sota, if he himself has, you know, has a clean record. He's Menuka Mikol Avo. So let's say he did a Ma'aseh Aveira, but he's not aware of it. Ufnei Yedia. So is he from a Ma'aseh Aveira, from a Chiyuv level, is he Mechuyev, but just technically it's a Tznai to bring the Karban? Or the Kapara process has not yet begun? Or is that lack of Yedia reflect the lack of the mechayiv? Okay. This is another element, and that is menuka mikolavin depend on the ma'isa aveir, or does it depend on the mechayiv of the onish or the kapara? Also an issue. But you know, I'll take whatever I can get. You know, even to say that it's part of the mechayiv of the korban, I think is a pretty big chiddush. And there are other indications in other sugyas as well that yediyah may play this more central kind of role. Okay. The Rambam Shita, again, is problematic. How does the Rambam Paschal, like Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish? Yoni. Paschal is like Rabbi Yochanan, which means that Yediya, even La'achar Hamaisa, right, is Mechalik. Good. So how should the Rambam of Paskin in the case of Gimel Zei Zecheva? And how does he Paskin? Yeah. So this again, when the printed Ritva, really the Chiddush Aran, right, asks, the Rambam asks both questions from the Rambam. Number one, the Rambam seem to have denied the link in the Gemara between Abaya and Rava, the Gimel Zesim and Greira. We know that problem in the Rambam already. And number two, the Rambam paskas like Rabbi Yochanan, which means that in the case of Zesei Chelev, Beis Zesei Chelev, the Nodal Echon Mehem, he should have paskin that you need two korbanos. And in fact, he says that you get away with korban echad. He doesn't say greira, which means that the third kezias, which is behelim, the second, and not behelim the first, is not dragged in to that kapara. The Rambam doesn't go that far. Okay, but he does say that the first and second are covered by the same korban, which should not have been the case, since he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Another challenging Rambam. That's the discrepancy between Perek Vav Hilchos Halacha Tes and Perek Vav Hilchos Halacha Yudalam. So what are the answers to that? What are the given answers to that? So the Kesef Mishnah says, truly, what do you think about it? Kind of answer that you hear and you say, oh yeah, of course. Kind of answer that you hear and you say, wow. It's a wow answer. Okay. So again, what does he say? One more time?
He says that when you didn't have the idea, so that the kapara is the taka. When you have the idea for the kapara on the second one, then the kapara is not the taka.
Right. So yedios mechalkos, according to the Kesef Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam, is only, doesn't mean that a idea of one is mechalek from the other. It means if they each have separate yedios, then they're not included under single carbon. So clearly there's a, it seems like the Rambam would probably interpret that yedios have to do with the mechayiv, but not exactly in the way that we said before. It's not that yedios are a necessary component in the mechayiv of the karban. It's that separate yedios redefine the relationship between components or meisim that otherwise would have been part of one karban. It's not leaving the train has left the station either. Again, if that's the point, then the chi of carbon, and you're going to say, it's kfar mechuyev, or you just can't, then it should depend on one yediya. Apparently, what the Rambam is saying is that there are different tracks or different perspectives in chi of carbonos. As long as there aren't two different yediyas, the tziruf of maisa vera is enough. And the second, that there's a discrepancy in the yedios, and that breaks up the tziruf, or it adds a different dimension in the mechayev. If you have a yedia and a non-yedia, that's not a problem. Two different yedios, that breaks it up. That's the Kesef Mishnah's Kiddush in the Rambam. That's wild, but that's what he says. What about the other answers? Yeah. So there are two other answers that are given, and this of course is very relevant to what we began with, right? We tried to say the Nislachlo, the Diuk and Rashi. Are these really two? Are we talking about breaking up a single Maisa, or we're talking about being Mitzarev two different Maisa? In general, what is the status, the default status of Ochal Shnei Kezesim Behelam Echad? Is it one Achila but, or is it two Achilas however? Right. Okay. So, what are the strategies to so the suggestions being made that to solve the discrepancy in the Rambam, you have to distinguish between the cases, and two different suggestions are given, namely one, kedechilas pras, right? It's one issue, or I think the other one is also mentioned in the Nosa Kalim. One is the Mari Beirav, and the other is I think the Mabit. Either Kezai Sechilas Pras, or whether the Kezesim came from the same Chepzah Shal Chelev or not. Again, just amazing. I mean, very Mechudash Rambam, no matter what you say. Whether you say either of these two perspectives. The two perspectives, the second perspective is two criteria. In other words, if we're talking about what one says like this, if you ate the two kazesim betochin dechilas pras, so then your dios are not mechalek. And that's the case of the two kazesim, or the three kazesim. First two kazesim were eaten bechtei achilas pras, one ma'isa achilas. So even though the yediyah is not mechalek in that case. Yediyos are only going to be mechalek when you're trying to be mitzaref two achilos. Or the same thing, it doesn't matter, the same idea. Except that, I think it's maybe even a bigger kiddush. It's one thing to say, you know, kedei achilos pras and call it Torah kulos, a shir mitzaref of achilos. Even then, it's questionable whether or not the shir mitzaref of kedei achilos pras makes the achilos to one vice achila, or it's mitzaref of different achilos. But for our purposes here, it doesn't matter. As long as we know that, you know, in mitzvos, in isurim, it's a mitzaref. So the point is, the more tziruf there is, the less it's vulnerable to yedios mechalkos. That's the principle. The other point of the Rambam, the other suggestion, is that it's more of a kudash. Okay, I think that's the mabitz, right? But it matters whether it came from the same chetz or not, same chela. What difference does it make whether it came from the same piece of chela or from a different piece of chela? That determines whether something is one ma'is achila or many ma'is achilas. Again, k'nechilas pras, I understand. That's the shir called Torah Kula Tzir. I understand this too. I'm just saying it's more, it's a little bit more mechudash. Same chetz or different chetzes. But then what emerges again is that the Rambam thinks that yedios are only going to be effective when you have two. It could be that the Rambam learned this from a Abaye and Rava, as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, getting back to the other point. As we said, the Rambam says that when it comes to Greira, right, it works even Lachar Kapara. So we already see that the Rambam has a sensitivity to this issue. Now, Beis Zesei Chelev, as we know, is not Greira. At least the third one is not Greira. But the first and the second might be more than great. The point is that it's possible that in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish that you might say Yedios HaMechalek, period. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Yedios HaMechalek, period. In other words, this sensitivity, this assumption, this default assumption that everything is one Maisa Achila unless you break it up is not the Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. So the Rabbi passes like Rabbi Yochanan on the point that yedios can be a factor to be mechalek, but it doesn't paskin like him that in, you know that it's going to either the point that you're going to be mechalek even one integrated achila, or that we view everything as being different ma'isa achilas. That he paskins against Rabbi Yochanan. In any case, Shitas Rambam that emerges is very challenging. Of course, in light of all this, again, going back to the issue of Chatzizayis, so you could argue that, in terms of Tziruf, if that really is what is Koveya, the issue of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Moda Rabbi Yochanan b'Chatzizayis. In a way, the Rambam's already saying Moda, although it doesn't work so much with the Rambam's formulation, but the Rambam's saying Moda Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Mabit and the Marie Beirav at least, he's saying Moda Rabbi Yochanan, b'cheftzachas, moda Rabbi Yochanan, b'maisa achila echad. So good, so that's what the Gemara is saying. Moda Rabbi Yochanan, you know, when the thing that's trying to be mitzuraf isn't an independent, but it's a chatzi zayas. That already takes on a new meaning, the significance, yeah.
Is the Mabit arguing that one chatzich has one maisa avera, or is he saying that the other chelev cases, it's two halamos because it's
oh, he did.
Because each
hatikha
has its own
savik
chelev
savik
shuman.
If
it's one
hatikha,
since it's one
savik chelev savik shuman. Oh, you think that's what he means? Maybe right.
Look at
the language again. Maybe right.
He says
that it's totally different
than me.
Right, but is that the mechayev, or is that just his way of establishing that why it's relevant, why the where it comes from is relevant? I guess that's the question. I've been interpreting it that basically saying the same as Tziruf Knechilas Pras, But he's trying to justify why do we care what the origin of the whether it's one origin of the chafetz or not. And the answer is, even if the shgaga part itself isn't part of the mechayev here, I mean, what he was shogeg on, but the at least that's relevant in establishing that, you know, that this is one integrated piece. So we, even though it's different zesim of the same piece, that there's a mitzvah. So you're right, either way you're adding that point. I'm saying, one could have said based on that it's more than that. What he's saying is it's the same shgaga. Understand? That's what I'm not... that's what I don't think he's getting at, but I'm not sure I'll look at it again. Yeah?
Is he perhaps saying that Tuesday is similar to the Amos, similar to
right, that's kind of what I was saying before. But Yaakov's correct that he adds that point. Maybe that's an explanation why it's like Tamchu Yaakov. That's even though we don't pass on the Kabbalah Yeshua, but it's that idea again. But in Akhenaten, that would be the model. Let's move on to the next to Shivka Karuf. I don't want to spend more time. One other thing just to mention: Kaparos Mechalkos is also 2 days in the Kiddush Aran, whether it depends on the Hakrava or it depends on the Zrika. Okay, that could be more of a Kachim issue than a Kapara, than a Chiluk Kavanos issue, but it's something to look at. Okay. So to sum up, we really have two or three different, or four really, different perspectives on what the machlokas or brokha mishlokas might be about. There could be a machlokas about the default, whether things are mitzura for their, or they're not mitzura, and that in turn affects whether or not they're more easily broken up or not, even by something like yediyah or hakroshah and so on. That might be flow from the psukim, that might flow from these perspectives of the Rambam, the ones that we were just talking about now, Kedekilas Pras, and then could be an explanation for the Chatzis Ayas too, and so on. That's one perspective. Or it could be the issues about comparison to Hafashos and Kaparos. When does the Kapara process, or at least the Chiyuv B'Havyis HaKarban, really begin? Or it could be just a question in general, how easy... the role of Yedios, and whether Yedios are perhaps a Mechayiv and not just a Mechalik. And that would affect other issues too, but clearly it would establish a certain higher standard for Yedios according to Rabbi Yochanan. Even as Yedios are more effective according to Rabbi Yochanan, you also require a higher standard in order to accomplish that. And that might help us with the Kliya of the Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakash and the other sugya, and then it also may have certain nafkamina. In general, we find that, you know, the idea that you need has to be very specific, that without that idea, there really are things that are missing in the Mechayiv, and so on. And then for the Rambam, we had this other very important concept, according to the Kesa Mishnah, to answer the Rambam, and that is, that it's not so much the idea Shala Achar Hamaisa is Mechalik, it's that Shtei Yedios Nifrados are Mechalik. Until that point, you're allowed to look at the kapara as one. Once there is a discrepancy in the idios, which is created by there being both, two of them, two different ones, as opposed to one, as long as there's one, you can say, okay, miktsasa, kula, there's no stira, it's just, you know, and it's just included because it's included. The second that there are idios, shonos, nifrados, so that already breaks up the... so we have at least four different perspectives on what's going on in this issue. Okay, let's just... I can stop in a minute, but Dovi, go ahead. You're doing such a fine job. Let's have you just continue a little further. Okay. Amarula.
So Ula takes everything as a person. Amar Ashu Bade Loba Yediyah. According to the Tila, whoever his Mazam is.
Right. We'll have to discuss that also.
That a carbon Ashu, what type of carbon Ashu, also not so clear, doesn't require Yediyah.
Bitchila.
Bitchila, in the beginning, in order to bring the carbon.
Right.
Baal Chamesh Be'ilos, Beshuk Bacharupa, where you're normally chayav the carbon Hashem, ain't no chayav la'acha. You only chayav one carbon for all four times, because the will be Bechal.
Yeah, the implication is that according to the Mandamar, the Bina and Yediyah Bitchila, then it will be
Bechal.
Yeah, even though the Mishnah says that Shuk Bacharupa is one of those cases where you chayav. On Shogeg Kemezid number one, and so therefore you would think, who cares if Yediyah or yes or Yediyah, no, it shouldn't make a difference. And also, Echad al Harbe, Achas al Harbe. So you would think that who cares? There's nothing that's impregnable. Right. There's just no way to ever get multiple Shifka Harufas. A, because the Shkoga part is irrelevant because it's made it, and B, because many Maisaveh was one one chiyah. That's the special halacha of shivat karufa. Nonetheless, we're being told that if yediyah betchila was required, it would have this effect. That's amazing. We need to understand that.
You will boil, then you were mashing your carbon, and then said, "Wait until I boil you again."
Right.
Wow.
So that's
a little...
yeah.
So very clearly, this the Gemara seems to once again be connecting Afrasha. If you see, these not machalik, so Afrasha must not be machalik either.
Yeah.
The question is, why is that? Why is that connected? Our lay. Ma'aseh d'alacha Afrasha kamata. Ma'aseh d'alacha Afrasha lo kimna. This is. It's more basically
saying nothing now. Your question is
a separate question. We just were talking about it.
Yeah, so we need to understand what this Elameata. Whenever you see an Elameata, it's usually a trouble. No? So Elameata, what does it mean, Elameata? Right. We need to understand it. Tosis highlights the problem, right?
Right.
By asking,
why is it. Why is. Tema, Mike, the part of the problem is that Ika Zabra, the
meaning, why should? What do you mean, elameata?
Right. So that's general.
Just because what yedia betchila in between meisim
is not mechalek.
Is not mechalek,
right.
Even in between meisim.
Right.
So that means that you could do the meisa vera after you're mafresh the carbon and still get it in. But what does one thing have to do with the other? And the proof of the pudding is, look at meza. Right? That's what Tosis is asking. Right? So what's going on here? That's Tosis's question. Tosis is basically saying, I don't understand why there was even a habamina that you could leap from one of these to another, especially when you consider mezid in the back. We're going to have to finish in like literally 1 minute, so we'll have to pick up this more tomorrow. But let's just make clear what the problem is. That's Tosis's problem. What's Tosis's answer?
Tosis's answer is the near the read, the healthy part. Meaning that since you're going to say that the deals that we don't have separation between kol ma'is la'acha ma'is sabai shifa kolufa,
right.
So the approach also isn't like a good place to draw the line either.
Yeah, no. The common denominator, the basis for the assumption is that there's no difference in shifa karufa between Kodam and in between the mice.
Right.
Okay. Tosis comes to that conclusion because otherwise the Gemara doesn't make sense.
Right.
Okay. How did Rashi answer that question, or did he?
So Rashi says that Rashi is the Elamiyata.
How do you think Rashi answers that question?
Rashi holds that the whole idea of the idea to begin with was talking about the carbon. So if you really
what do you mean talking about the carbon?
Like the beginning of the carbon process.
Oh. So this is, I think, the reason that Rashi didn't give his perush of Idias Machalkos on Ayin Aleph from the base, but he waited until Ayin Beis Amidah.
Right.
But he wanted to answer this question. I mean, how do you make this leap, Elameyata? The answer is because, in a way, the second that you have your dios, it's kilo avius a carbon. And if you hold that that's kilo avius a carbon, and yet still you're chayiv, you could include.
Then also by afrasha.
Same thing should be by real afrasha. There's no difference.
What?
Yeah, so then what is the answer? The answer is, okay, well, whatever you say about your dios, and even if it is kid, hafrashas is more. So it would appear. But you can see there's a serious problem in reading the Gemara. So I'd like to suggest a third possibility. Let's think about this, and then we'll pick up with it tomorrow. Before I say that, the issue isn't only in the Hav Amina, at least according to some Rishonim. What do I mean by that? Eitan? What do I mean the issue isn't only to read the Hav Amina according to some Rishonim? Which Rishonim? What am I talking about? Brian? Ellie? Moshe? According to the Re. Oh, exactly. The next Tosis, Maskifla, the next one? No, Kiyosar Abdimi, right? So the Tosis quotes the Re, who says, I think that there's an argument between Ula and Rav Dimi, that Lamaskana Ula holds that you should be Megaleh between, right, Lifnei and La'achar HaFrasha, but that Rav Dimi, they're Medayik in the language of Rav Dimi, right, that Rav Dimi will say that the Chiluk will not take place even Achar HaFrasha, correct? And the Rajba, Rash Mishans, in other words, Rajba and Tosas, disagree, that's the next Tosas, correct? For Rajba Faresh, he knew, no, he said it's just a Rabusa Bialma, but it didn't mean it. Okay, so the Gemara, basically the problem is this, the Gemara out of the blue, and all the Rishonim have trouble explaining it, says Elamiyata. We're not talking about that. We're talking about whether or not in the Maisa Veira, right, of Shifcha Charupa, which is Zodon Keshoge, and about which we say, right, Chayiv Achas Al Harbe Averos. And we want to know, you know, whether or not a Yediya Beinatayim is Mechalek or not. And all of a sudden the Gemara jumps to, you know, and then what about after the Hafrashas HaKarban? So Tosa struggles and admits they're struggling. What about Beza, this, that? Right? Mimarashach, whatever you're going to say about Beza, you're going to say about Shogeg, that's what Tosa says. And you're going to say about Maskana too? Rashi, at least, you know, brings in, yeah, because that Rashi is basically saying, the Elamayata is it, because this is the same, it looks like it's in between. But if the second that there's Yediya, it's Ki'ilu Hevias, a Karban, so every case of trying to split up the Maisavera ends up also being a case where it's Lachar Kapara. So good. Factually, Rashi can read the Gemara well. That's what undoubtedly forced him to wait to Ayin Beis Amin Aleph for this radical formulation. So, and a certain strong view of Yediya, so that's what it is. According to Tosis, it ends up being a logical connection, but a connection based on the relationship between La'achar and Lifnei. But also not so satisfying. And moreover, what we're showing now is that according to the Re, there's even a shita like that. That you don't split up. I'm sorry, that you can add to the kapara of the Korban Hashem, even if the Aveira takes place la'achar hafrasha. So the Elamayata, which needs an explanation even for Doched, is not Nidcha according to Rav Dimi, according to the Re. The question is, what's it based on? What is the element? What's the connection? And how could this be? So I'd like to suggest, very simple. And then to go back to the first issue. What is the relationship between what the Gemara says? Omaru Lamanda, Omar Hashem Vadi Lamba Yediya Betchila. Right, so on one level, the Gemara is saying, if you need a Yediya, so Yediya is Chashuva, and if it's Chashuva, maybe it's Mechalek. Right, and if it's not necessary, so even when you have it, it's not chashuva and it's not mechalek. Correct? Okay. So here, number one, there's a machlokes on Rishonim. Tosis, Ayin Beis Amin Aleph, Rasha Bal Chamesh, and the Ramban against who? Avi? Daniel? Against the Raha. Correct. He quotes it. He is the Talmud of the Raha. Yep, that's right. And this is one of the pieces that prove it. He quotes in the name of the Raha. The Raha and the Ritzva. What's the Machlokes? What's the Machlokes? What's the issue?
If you actually, if I took Harufa, is there a situation where you're not in the
Tosas asked the question. I guess we'll read through it tomorrow. But Tosas asked the question just very briefly. Tosas asked the question.
We're trying to bring a raya from Hashem's holy, but by
the case that we're bringing a raya from is Ne'ilah. Right? And we're trying to, but we're interested in the case of Shiv Harufa. And it seems like Shiv Harufa certainly doesn't have an Hashem Talui. So if there's no Hashem Talui, you'll always need a Yediyah to trigger the Karban. Mimana Shach. So if you need the Yediyah, so what's the big deal in the Gemara? That's Tosas' question. What's Tosas' answer?
You can have a situation where you don't need to make a Shnai.
Yeah, you can make a Shnai with a Shlomin. And the Ramban also. We'll get the details tomorrow. What does the Ra'ah say?
Yeah, we see from the fact that Hashem as a category doesn't apply to Yediyah.
That? Even if practically you need a Yediyah, the question is, what role does the Yediyah play? Or to put it the Ra'ah, it's a very lumbish Ra'ah. Basically, he says, the question here, says the Ra'ah, is the Yediyah Mechayev? Or is the Ma'is Avera Mechayev? And he really says that. Okay, which, of course, highlights last sugya too a little bit. Namely, the Yediyah really can be Mechayev? Wow. In Chatas, he's saying, but what about in Asham? Right? Let me see if I can, I'll just read that line and we'll stop. If I just make one more comment. Or we're really almost about to stop. It's imminent. Here. Hara'ah Pirish. Afilu lo mishkachas Hashem b'lo yediyah b'shivcha charufa li'olam. Hocha hocha kamar. Kivin d'me alma v'ashamos b'hanu d'ikir Hashem toli v'ashem vaday. Amris d'ashem vaday l'bo yediyah b'tchila. Sh'ma mina yediyos v'ashamos l'chashiva. Etc. etc. Pirish l'pirusho. The ula lo nochas hashtol in yediyah mikol v'kol v'achikamar. Kiven the yediyah ba'ashamos lo chashiva yediyah, sharei ena korban ba al ha'yediyah. Meaning, the mechayev of the korban cannot be the yediyah, otherwise there wouldn't be a difference between shivcha charufa and me'ilah. It's a category. El ala ma'isa sha'asa. Hilka kol shen estapik amasa avera, maybe korban, ato b'shein shem yediyah v'hilkach. And there has to be one for technical reasons. Very important machlokas. What role does Yediyah play in the context of Asham? Even though there might be some Ashamos which require technically a Yediyah, but you see from the broader issue of the fact that there are Asham cases in which there is no requirement of Yediyah, that the Yediyah, unlike in Chatas, potentially, that's the unstated line in the Ra'ah, the Yediyah is not part of the Mechayev. It's only the Ma'isa Aveira. One might have said the opposite, the Svara perhaps, but that's what he says. And that's why the Gemara doesn't really matter. Let's say you have... You can't do the Shlomim case because it's maybe psul to the Beis HaShvita, to the Beis HaShreif. You can't do it. The Ramban is a very creative way. The Ramban says, they're both Avaryanim. Between the two of them, one of them for surely did the Aveira, right? There was Shuman, then there was Caleb, and then 181, one did the other. So, you know, the Korban can be brought, and yet there's a... there's no Yediyah. Terrific. No Hashem Tali, no Yediyah. The Ra'ah says, forget about it. You don't need any of that. Let's assume that there's no way without a Yediyah to have an Hashem in the case of Shivcha Charufa. But still, does the Yediyah play that kind of a role? Which brings us back to another point. So, according to what the Ra'ah is highlighting is that the issue in our Sugya is not whether Lamaisa you need a Yediyah and therefore the Yediyah has Chashivas. But whether or not there's a fundamental difference between Chatas and Asha. As he puts himself, Ohoda Elov Chataso. This is the the printed Ritva's comment. Rashi seems to say that the whole difference between Asham and Chatas is based on what? Kiva. No, not really. Rashi. Rashi has this whole thing, you know, wow, Asham Talui and Mila, it's nuts. Oh, it's doable because... It's the same carbon, but in Chatas he says you can't do it because the Asham Talui and the Chatas, one is the male, the other one is female, so you just can't do it. Right? So the printed Ritva says, that's not the reason. He says, that happens to be true, but that's not the reason. The reason, even if the same turned out that it was the same gender for the carbon, he still couldn't do it in Chatas because of a simple reason. Ohoda elot chataso. Tzeres akasu. In that exchange between Rashi and the Chidush Aran, printed Ritva, and in the discussion between the Ra'ah and the Balitosis, and that they're two different points, but there's something in common in the two arguments. Again, I'll repeat this tomorrow when we'll go a little further with it. But what's in common between the two? The difference between Chatas and Asham, or the reason that Asham does or doesn't require Yediyah, is that something that is technical? Just do you need a Yediyah in this process, yes or no? For Rashi and for Tosfos, it appears that the question of the discrepancy between Chatas and Asham is being treated in a practical way. In both issues. Although you can be mechalik between the issues. And what the Ra'ah is saying and what the Chidush Aran is saying is that that's wrong. The difference between Chatas and Asham is not whether it's one of the same gender or different genders. It's a whole dialogue of Chatas, it's a Xeris HaKasav, it's the role that Yediyah plays. And as far as that is concerned, the Ra'ah says, it doesn't matter whether Lamaisa, certain Ashams always need Yediyah or don't need Yediyah. Asham doesn't have the same relationship to Yediyah that Chatas does. Now, is it possible then that the Gemara was saying as follows? Elamayata, not Elamayata like Rashi or like Tosis. Elamayata, they're both looking at the Gemara very narrowly. Elamayata, Rashi says that Yediyah means Havas a carbon. So if they have the equivalent of Havas a carbon, we might as well have the actual case of Havas a carbon. That's Rashi or Tosis. Elamayata, then we're assuming that there's no difference between before and after. So let's assume there's no before and after in a more radical way too. What about a third way to read the Gemara? Elamayata, if it's really true that there's no requirement of Yediyah in Asham, because Asham and Chatas are fundamentally different, so maybe that's reason for us to think that you should also be able to be Mitzaref after the Hafrasha too, when you do the Maisavera after the Hafrasha too. Huh? Why? Because, as Tosis points out, fill in the sentence, Yoni? Because, as Tosis points out in the discussion of the Re, Sammy? Yaakov? Exactly. Because there is a model out there in which this is not so absurd. Ola. In the case of Ola, the Gemara in Zvachim has a Safek. You should look at that Gemara at least. I'll mention a few things, but we're not going to go to the topic. But just look at least at that Shakamatari, the Gemara in Zvachim, Dal Zayin. The Gemara in Zvachim has a Safek, whether or not La'achra HaFrasha, you can be Mitzare, Faveros, She'asa, La'achra HaFrasha, to the Karban Ola. So it's not completely shocking that the Re reads Rav Dimi as saying that that's true with regard to Asham as well. Really? But that same Gemara says that it's absolutely impossible to think such a thing about a Chatas. So I'm just putting these three things together and saying, I have a new pshat to suggest in the Gemara. What the Gemara says is, how different is Chatas really from, how is Asham really from Chatas? Well, the Gemara says, according to the Manomer, you don't need a Yediyah to Tchila, so it's not going to be Mavchin either. So the Gemara says, Elamayato, if that's true, namely, that Asham isn't like Chatas at all, we'll explain tomorrow what we mean a little better, so then maybe we should say it's really not in the model of Chatas, it's in the model of Ola, and you should be able to be, you should be able to use the same carbon, even for Chatoin that you do after the Afrasha. nothing to do with ki'ilu hevi as a karban. Has nothing to do with the relationship between the later part and the first part. It's a question of how you understand Hashem. So the Gemara says, Alpha b'chein, just because it's different than chatas doesn't mean you have to go so far. And Rav Dibi said, let's go so far. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up on this with this. And again, make sure you know, I'm going to go over some of these points, but make sure you know the Tosis in really well. And the other is shorter that I gave you. And then we move on to, I think the next thing we wanted to do quickly was... that little Gemara, quickly, and then back to the bigger topic, which is Misasek. I hope by Thursday we can be working on Misasek.